It's go time. If you're new to the channel, thank you for taking the time to join in. This is your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. But wait, catch this. Catch this. Picture this. The cornerstone of every project is a solid business case. Again, every project success is really truly driven from a really good business case. If you stay tuned to today's episode entitled, What is a Business Case in Project Management? Again, what is a business case in project management? I hope today I can arrest your attention with some of that. So we're going to get into my 7-point framework. If you're new to the channel, we have a 7-point framework in which I have 7 points that I go through. And after that seven point, it's a wrap. So let's jump into our first point. A business case for project management. Defining project justifications. Before I jump into that, I want to say something about the business case for project management. A lot of times what we will do as project managers, because we'll get comfortable, is we'll look at just the charter and forget about the business case. The charter is such a great tool, according to PMI and according to most industries, or I should say where project management is practiced. The project charter normally initiates the project manager. I've seen it in other organizations where the project manager is responsible for the charter. Some organizations, you're not responsible. So again, I want to bridge that caveat as far as when should the is a project manager responsible for the charter, or is the PMO or the sponsor or whoever responsible for the charter? So it could be a mixture of both. I've seen it in both, done both ways. But getting back to defining the project justification, the business case provides an outline of rational items behind the actual projects, i.e., or for example, detailing purpose, detailing benefits, and really aligning with the organizational goals. See, the whole purpose of when a project's been created, and sometimes, family, this information is not shared with us, and so you're kind of getting really some behind the scenes, because a lot of times we just like, okay, we got the charter, boom, we're off to the races. And really, we didn't even think to go back and look. I've been guilty of it, so I'm not judging you. I'm pointing the same fingers at you that I'm pointing at myself. Like, man, yeah, I know I had to do better there. But it was like, why are we doing this project? You know, we need to get back to, I like what Myron Golden was talking about in one of his latest videos, or talking about think like a genius, but I think like think like a genius or talk like a third grader. And the premise of it was, he was saying that we have to get back to being able to articulate things out in a way almost a third grader could really pick up what you're saying. And that is the whole thing with the business case, is we have to be able to understand, why are we doing this? Like, why are we doing this project? And that is going to give you some context of the importance or the priority of that extra project. Okay, I drained that slide too long. I apologize. Let's get on to the financial visibility. So what a business case does, it provides you a financial analysis, of the project, the projected project cost, the revenue potential, and what I love is the ROI, or return on investment. Point number three, risk assessment. You know, I'm always big on talking about risk because, again, I truly feel, and again, it's subjective, it's a forgotten thought. Either they confuse risk and issues together, like, oh, we have an issue. And you're like, okay, well, what do you mean by that? It's like somebody telling me, oh, what's in your project plan? And you're like, are you talking about that or the schedule? So making sure we have clarity around the actual risk and doing a proper risk assessment. And again, I do understand risk do have that uncertainty or is uncertain, but it really helps us if we have to address that issue, we can make better informed decisions about the project feasibility. Let's move on to part number four, stakeholder alignment. Listen, a good business case really, and I do mean really, align stakeholders on their needs, and also it gains support. I don't know if you ever heard that. It's like, and I've leveraged this when I first learned about the technique. I actually did it on one of my projects, and the stakeholder alignment that I got on that, it was one of those aha moments. It was like, ding, and I was like, oh, we got to do this more. It's more or less, and what I'm describing here, family, is saying, like, let's say, like, for instance, what I was saying about the stakeholder alignment, let's say you want to get your stakeholders aligned. One of the ways is, and let's say we're working on a particular document, one of the ways is to give your recommendations and or suggestions and say, all right, team, what's your recommendations and suggestions? Okay, you take their information and what you have, you combine it together to form one particular artifact. And the reason why you want to do that, and it seems like, oh, this, yeah, that's common sense. Well, a lot of people don't do it, including me. I was one of those people because I was like, this is the artifact, this is what we're doing. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't get the stakeholders involved in this artifact, so they're not going to have the same ownership of it that I have. They won't share that same ownership, that same desire to make sure. So being able to do that, family, of getting engagement with your stakeholders, of course, early and often, and if you find out new stakeholders and bringing them on as well. Point number five, resource allocation. Listen, a good business case will really truly help you understand the resources that will potentially be required. And when I say resources that are required, you got to look at it from a funding standpoint, as well as materials, or basically just the overall of personnel. Are we going to hire an expert, or are we going to hire intermediate, or are we willing to, you know, hire somebody that doesn't really have the skill set but is willing to learn? So one of the things is we have to focus on resource allocation. One of the biggest things in projects of what I see as what they deemed as failures, it always stems back. I know we have the triple constraints, but it's also a resource constraint that also plagues projects as well. Let's move on to point number six, project scope and deliverables. Ooh, I love that. Project scope and deliver. What that basically do, when you have a clearly defined project scope and a clearly defined of what I expect as far as deliverables to get out of this project, stakeholders and you have a consensual understanding that I know what is supposed to come out of it. Like, it's not gonna be a surprise. Like, you're not gonna go and bill me. If I say I want a swing set, you're not gonna go get a rope and put a tire on it and say, here's your swing set. Like, we have a understanding of what we agreed upon and what we're gonna go and execute on. So when you're looking at that, family, one of the strong pieces of a business case, it really should articulate and illustrate to you how the final outcome of it is. Not the result, I'm talking about the outcome. Now, there's a two, as you know, if you've been watching me, there's two differences. When I learned this from one of my mentors named Dawn, she taught me that because I was like, she asked me, she was like, yeah, so what are the outcomes you looking for? And I'm putting down, like, you know, results. I remember when I was saying, like, oh yeah, I want to a result. I mean, I wanted to basically get my, you know, I have to renew my CSM, and I have to get a facilitation certification. I want to get that. And she was just like, okay, but what is the outcome? And I was like, oh, well, the outcome is in obtaining those certifications, it would allow me to be more marketable. So that was the outcome. You see kind of the difference. But yeah, family, just when you're doing that, when you are building a business case, if you have an opportunity to be part of that process, making sure that that business case is really clearly defined about what the expected, now again, expected deliverables are, what your stakeholders will create a common ground. I don't know why I keep hitting that. But anyway, I digress. Decision-making framework. Now, what this is point number seven. What I love about this, and you don't really hear a lot about that, a decision-making framework, because what it does is it allows you to, it's really, I call it a guide or a light. You know, let's call it a light. I really like that one. It's really a light to guide executives for project approval or, watch this, rejection. So a business case says, okay, this is the business case. This is what we decided we're going to do. And as we're going along, it's a really a framework, it's a structure framework that it says, when we need to say, okay, well, this is the direction we're going, leadership, and they're like, well, no, because based on the business case, you shouldn't be going that way. You should be going this way. And so that's one of the things, again, and I know it's not talked about a lot. We talk more about the charter, which is another great artifact within the project management toolbox. But again, we can't forget about the business case. And it doesn't have to be this exhausted, 30-page, 50-page type deal. It could be a one-page, or it could be a two-page, or as long as it articulate within that document what we're looking to accomplish from a level of, and again, I'm gonna say this, I'm really going hard on this business case, and it's because I know the importance of it, family. I mean, and if you've never worked with a business case before, there's so much detail that normally you would spend time with when you get the charter that you would be start doing. That business case really is a foundational principle that I wish more project managers and more project firms talked about, because that helps people outline and understand it from where you're going, where, excuse me, where you're at to where you're going. So, hey, I won't talk any more about that business case, but I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy D. Until next time, I'm out.